The Corey and Joel Radio Show. We celebrate when celebrities die.
Hey!
All right, here we are. It's a new year, and we're back.
Revenge!
It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. How you doing out there, everybody? Woo!
Thud Sturgle.
You know, yeah, there you go.
Steve Summers, big day for us.
Get back.
I think this is like our Super Bowl this day.
I've been getting a Woody about this for weeks.
Yeah, this is my favorite day of the year. This is Deadpool 07, baby.
It's a special time of the year when I realize I have utterly no soul, that inside is a black endless pit. And an abyss in which
evil
pours from.
Yeah, if you're not into evil, dark shit, turn this off right now.
Somebody asked me, how do you come up with names for the Deadpool? And I said, I talk to the demon that lives inside my soul.
And that's what we're going to do today.
And here it is, the 2007 Deadpool. Yeah, everybody
right,
ready?
Right,
let's give it up.
Everybody's All right, we have now, and last year's show was such a hit that we had to do this
absolutely
again. And we have sort of a new panel.
Lots of people do Deadpool, but none of them
Boss
as much as
no
we
one,
do.
No one reviles in
relish
it. Strawberry has cancer.
90s. Yeah.
Daryl,
do you work at Camarnos or something?
Daryl Strawberry has cancer, I've heard. I didn't pick him.
Oh, Daryl Strawberry. His spurt, that was unbelievable. I had a playoff run. I thought I was going to get over the hump.
Should we announce who actually won last year not for officially? Because now it is a new year and we can declare the winner of the 06 Deadpool.
Yeah, well, was there? There was no. Well, yeah, I guess
let's
there was.
Let's go. Here it is.
There was. All right. Well, first of all, let's welcome back from last year's Deadpool the first guest we have.
Thank you.
Bill, yeah. Bill feeling a little, his head.
I was shut out last year.
You got absolutely no. Bill had nobody die in 06. Zero. Not one friggin' death.
Not one person didn't even come close.
And for the record, you know, the ratio.
Not even a stroke.
We had 16 deaths out of our 100 picks among the five of us last year. And Bill.
Yet to score in the game.
But yet, you were so good on the show with your Don Knotts impersonation.
Oh, I got some other things up my sleeve.
Okay, well, that's why you're back. You didn't earn it back based on your quality of play. It was your performance. It was your performance on the show. So Billy is back. Billy lost. Let's just say officially, and you guys can get this if you go to our forum. There's a link to the 06 list. I was a co-winner with Kim last show.
I was ready to reveal, and you blew it right there.
Yes, with 103 points, we have co-winners. It is myself and Kim.
What are the odds?
103 points each. I got Abu Masal, Zarkawi, Red Auerbach, and Freddie Fender, and Kim had Dana Reeve,
and,
Aaron Spelling, Shelly Winters, and Betty Friedan.
And tragically, Kim herself died.
I had the relationship dying, so I think they're 9 points.
That's a good point. The relationship
that's for a whole other show.
That's huge points.
Yeah, we'll talk about your friggin' relationships, PJ. Let's welcome to the show PJ Butler for the first time on the Deadpool. We all know PJ from the show. He was our first guest we ever had in here. And let's all
another familiar guest.
Another familiar guest, you guys know him. The first time on the Deathpool. He made a list. He posted in the forum. Give it up for Mike Lundy, everybody.
Mike Lundy.
Great comedian. You heard him on our first live show.
Praise be to God as we.
That's right, Mike. Yeah. Here you go. This is something.
Get your old school.
So many kinds. Where can we start? We like them.
Is this better?
The cross to go boom.
There you go.
We have a bunch of
people. We were talking about this. You turned me on.
This is old school for you.
How long did it take you to find it?
Not long.
I can't wait to hear Mike's list.
Yeah, Mike's list, honestly, but Mike.
Oh, yeah. This,
we're
going
to have to
list.
Establish the rules. Now, these are the rules.
I am so excited to hear what crazy pick. All right, we'll give that to Mike. God damn it. If you win on that.
I just want
And the names that we will pick.
So, Mike, we've learned that it's hard to be a black.
In that celebrity meaning, it's somebody who is famous enough that their death would be reported in the news in the United States on a national level. That's the only threshold for being a celebrity. We're going to have arguments probably about if some of these people are famous enough, and if that comes up, we'll have
lady from
Zaytona. Morricone
author. Not know he was. And what are the other rules, Corey? We have
can you risk to
plug those later? And Corey Hall, where can we see you?
I'll be nowhere anytime. I heard some things. You know what I'm saying? Is that what we learned from your list? Go.
I have lots of great names.
No more
here.
Picks. No, that would count.
That'd be a huge gap.
PJ, I think PJ looks like he's going for like a Dennis Wolfberg type guy.
Some of our international listeners are annoyed because Willy Wuchenschmidt,
yeah.
some guy who won the East German. We have a box in 1961.
The Chancellor of Poland doesn't count or anything like that. But
Our standard is American television will have to cover it.
Yeah, if it's or the internet on some level, about Yahoo show. News, something like that. Drudge, one of those. And then you get more points if you choose younger people. If younger people die, you get more points. And whoever has the most points wins at the end of the year. And the also rule is that who five keeper picks, anyone who played before, like last year, Corey and I did an 05 death pool, which I also won. Excuse me. And nobody's laughing because they're all studying their list.
No, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, too. Anyway.
Fuck you, fat asshole.
Hey, all right. I'm sorry for gloating. Right. I apologize. All right. But if you played last year like Bill Bouchard and Corey and I, we will get to keep up to five names.
Bag, a body bag.
Fuck you. All right, I'm going to go with eight from the get-go. We'll announce our keepers, and then we'll skip that number of rounds and let the other players pick. So are you guys ready? Are you ready to start picking?
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone have any questions? Anyone have any questions?
No.
PJ's good. Mike?
I'm fine.
Mike, now, what are we playing for?
You know, pride. We always... Yeah, I think pride is good enough.
Wait, money in this?
I don't know.
I'm going to sweeten this deal.
Like, we'll never get money out of you if there's any out there.
I'm going to win. I ain't got to give you money, baby.
I'm going to sweeten this deal right now.
What are you saying?
If I win, I will take you guys to Hooters.
Oh, well, if you win.
All right, I'm just picking. I'm into it. I'm picking bonus pick.
It's not a bonus.
You win it. You're taking us.
Anybody want to get in there? Come on.
I'm not offering shit.
What you said? If you win, you'll take us all to Hooters?
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
What
actually, okay. I should take that. Get a bonus point if you're 21st.
Let's make a deal on it. All right. It's Monty Hall. The 21st.
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. Who I actually performed in front of at the
City Heat. Everybody agrees.
Really?
What was that? Some strip club?
Yeah, strip club. One. 8 Mile and.
Oh.
Evergreen.
Only the best from Mike Lundy. Hey, I ain't making shit. If you win, you can come back next year.
We need
year.
To put
How's
some
that?
Money on this thing or something. Somebody.
Is that big yellow and blue one right there at the corner, Mike?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
PJ. Girls have big hair there, PJ. You'll love it, I'm sure.
If I win, I get a hot tub party with Bill's sister-in-law. And
The thing with the Thalberg Award and Ennio Morricone is very solid.
Oh,
David Blaine, I think, went to my house for this thing, so I think that's fair enough.
All right.
You know what it's about? It's about pride and honor. It's not about prizes.
It's about who's the biggest douchebag, and goddammit, I'm winner 2 years running.
Dragon rights, baby.
Satan will come and take my heart.
I'll be up at the Bay Mills Casino. And also, I want to announce this, too. Our fans, if you're thinking, this sounds like fun, you guys can play, too. We're going to have a separate fan death pool. So if anyone wants to bring on the mailing list.
Gentlemen, well done.
Corey, the son of Sinatra.
Do
you get that to us by next week on the 10th of – get us to it by the 10th of January. Put together an email list of whoever you want. You can pick guys that are on our list. You can pick anyone else as long as it's the same rules, famous people that would be reported when they die in America. And if you guys want to play, all of our listeners can play in it.
Sure sign you.
Akira, who no longer lives in the Motor City.
Nigel would have been back, but he lives in the district now.
And he'll be playing with the fans on the fan death pool. So if you guys want...
James Arness.
Okay.
Well, all the rules are up on the forum. Go to the announcements. You'll see them up there.
I think Amy's going to get on the list.
Oh, Amy's going to play by email as well?
She gets her act together.
I think bald men are sexy.
Well, she...
I love this
correct.
Girl.
Yeah. She's going to love this room.
Yes. All right.
Well, we did a...
Mike shaves his head. I don't get what that's about.
Do you shave
about.
Your head or do you have... We never see your head ever.
Oh, when I started comedy, I had more than, you know, it just started going back
right.
And I said, fuck it, just get low.
But, okay. but you can do that.
Black buzz cut. You know,
right. You can, because the Gordon from Sesame Street look works on you.
The little horseshoe.
Right. Me, I look like a marble. Like a cue ball. All right.
Are we ready? Everybody's very tense. Is there a little...
Steve-O is a disaster.
The oldest.
Bill's salivating.
I'm going to fucking die before
this
show started.
About this year. That's all.
They're going to die before we get our first
round. We drew
last year, Lou Rawls died for me 48 hours after.
That was wonderful.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We drew names. We drew numbers before the show.
Guess who came in first?
Well, I did. I put together the drawing. But
the castle.
I actually just...
be a famous black man.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Bouchard. And then PJ,
followed by PJ,
Corey, and Mike Lundy will choose last.
Shouldn't this work in the
pick
NFL
your
goddamn, draft? You go last.
Pick your keepers. God.
But here's the deal. What we're going to do is we're going to pick a guy that I hope first. And we have to decide how many keepers we want to keep. And I will have to do my keepers first since I'm number one on the order. So I'm going to here's what I'm going to do for my keepers. If you guys want to write these down, go ahead or circle them on the list, whatever you guys want to do. But here are my keepers from 06. I am keeping Evel Knievel. I am keeping Soupy Sales.
Okay.
I am keeping... I am keeping...
We used to have all these sound effects, and I got a new computer. We don't have them all in. I used to have the mouse.
It's all right. That's fine. Oh. Who cares? Don't tell people what they forgot already, Corey. I am keeping Tom Snyder, who has leukemia and will be dead soon.
He doesn't have lung cancer?
No, I believe he has leukemia,
host
which
the
is worse.
You know,
I feel bad
of,
for these
of
people
tomorrow
you're so
show.
Good at this game. There's chances they're going to die.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I think it's great. I'm keeping... Let's see. That's Miss...
Stars, you're the Corey and Joel All-Stars.
This is it. I'm also going to keep Zsa Zsa.
Second week in January.
I'm wondering if I don't know half these people. Is it because I'm younger? Because I'm black? I don't
it's
know.
Because you're black.
It could be both.
I'm also going to keep Dr. Jack Kevorkian as my fifth keeper.
Well, there goes that.
She never did anything.
What?
You kill yourself. Jack LaLanne.
Is that your final? That's your final decision. Phyllis Diller and Jack LaLanne. You don't want to keep anyone else.
I can leave the other ones open. I'll take them if I need them.
Okay. All right. All right. Corey, we have two keepers from Mr. Bouchard.
Absolutely.
And Corey, we turn to you for your
keepers. I blew it.
Are you looking at it?
I
asked you what was your final answer,
and
you said it was.
I got.
Just don't. If you don't want to say it, you don't want to say it. I'm looking at your. Go ahead.
Including this man right here.
Well, this is the time of night where people start to show up at various parties around town. There is still a lot more party to go here on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
He was on it.
I've had a wonderful.
Let's make him the first one.
Still lost it to a Jew and an ex-girl.
Mr. Farrakhan.
Okay. Thought he was going to die during the New Year's today.
Hear the goddamn obituary.
Dick Mumbles Clark was up.
My picks, Joe.
Marbles.
Ready.
Damn.
Like it.
How old is he?
84 and been worth an extra point. In Hunky Corey and Corey
away from death.
Yeah,
Dick
so
Clark,
he's not in good shape.
Him.
All right, Dick Clark.
I'm gonna change it up. I'm gonna drop down. Oh. Surprise you with this one. If you threw a pot, that's a good one. Estelle Getty called the EMS because that bitch is gonna drop dead any second now.
Estelle Getty from the Golden
Estelle
Girls.
Getty. And then
pretty good pick.
Point winner.
You know, no one's seen Kurt Vonnegut. Billy Graham as well.
I'm gonna keep Billy Graham.
That's a good hold.
And. I might take my chances here.
That's three. You got two left if you want them.
You know, I'm going to go with Peter O'Toole.
Ooh.
He's
James Arness.
You bastard. I wanted him capper where they're all like, oh, he could get an Oscar.
Yeah, he'll get an
Oscar. And then he'll walk up to the podium.
Feebly
and
to the podium.
Drinks worse than Bill Bouchard.
Okay, so you now have four. Do you want a fifth keeper?
I'm going to pass my fifth keeper.
You're going to pass on your fifth keeper.
Exactly.
All right.
On the fifth.
Oh, can I just say for the record that Evel Knievel is like now is apparently on 60 prescription drugs a day and has, you know, just.
He's on oxygen all the time.
Evel Knievel's been tickling your ass with a feather for 24
yeah,
months.
I know. I've had him since 2005 in last year's draft.
Terrific.
So we were. I like my picks. They're kind of old, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Dude, he jumped the Devil Creek Black Canyon, whatever that was.
In the X-14 rocket?
Yeah, the man's cheated death.
He's
I don't know
crazy.
Why he's living with Evel Knievel.
All right, so I've got my keepers. That means I'm going to skip the first round.
So now PJ
Bill Bouchard is going to...
Plan B. Like, plan A worked.
The very first
opened the gates
draft
to hell.
Pick.
Take a vote.
I just gave out all my...
The first draft pick or
no,
PJ?
No, PJ is because PJ's number one. So PJ's number one. And then Mike is going to pick next. So
look at this stoner one at Toffee Fest.
Oh, we have time. Oh, I want to say...
We have not even begun.
Guests of the Corey and Joel radio show.
George. Toffee Fair, not just regular old Toffee Fair that we went down to the store. Those are direct from Yellowknife Northwest Territories in Canada. From our good friend Cam. Cam,
Mr. Lundy, would
Cam,
you like
thank
some
you
chocolates?
For the Toffee Fair. Would you like a Toffee Fair, Mike?
Try right. Some shit my grandma used to eat.
Some old...
J.D. Salinger, because he
put him on my 05 list.
You know,
let's hope.
There you go.
Mike, a young, proud brother. Mm-hmm. Put him on my 05 list.
Know,
I didn't keep Andy Griffith.
All right, PJ, for the first actual draft pick in the 2007 Death
Pick. And I like it.
My insiders.
Yeah, he was... Wherever his girlfriend
I'll
is.
Be. And this is wild.
Oh, she was on my list last year, but that's all right.
I hear she's in hospice already.
Real good,
brother.
Oh, damn.
She's in hospice?
That's what I heard.
That's a good one.
See, I didn't get a new update on her. I knew she was sick last year, but. Yeah. All right. Tammy Faye. That's a good pick, PJ.
She was on my list, but I got
to
take her off.
Go to Mike Lundy, your first of 20 names that you're going to pick here in the draft.
Right. I wish I could have started off a lot more exciting, but I'm going to go with an old bird, Lady Bird Johnson.
That's a very good call, Mike.
Mike? Yeah, she's like, she'll be like 6 points, I think, right? Or something like that? 5 points?
She's
no, I never seen that, but it's all right. I'm sure it's good.
Fuck you, man.
No one chose Boris Yeltsin. From
nobody took the Pope.
Yeah. Why have six? But that's an unofficial.
These
number.
Are one of those things.
Mike, I'm turning
Mike, Michael, one more round.
It's four
we're not
to
doing
one.
4 to 1
for round two because of my keeper. Bill is out.
One more
what
round.
What is going to happen to PJ? PJ, how about your second
And you
pick,
guys are going to diss me for this one, but uh-oh. I'm taking him because he's worth a million points already.
Uh-oh.
And he's really sick. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, you fucking yeah. dick.
Well, that's a...
Did you have that? Did you have that too, Corey?
I was ready.
He was on my list last year. You know what? Yeah, I'll check who's alive.
Who's the only person in here who knows?
Think. PJ, it's your time for minister. Chance to
I will continue
him.
To win nothing. And yet, it's also
he never
PJ
even
Butler.
Got
the other mystery
Joker?
Picks I
fucking gave you every.
He tries, son of a bitch.
Farrah Fawcett. It would be
computer work. What do you mean?
Mikey.
Hell. High on motherfucker.
It'd be shot. No.
Message board. My man, Mr. Wizard. I don't know who this dude is, but. He's still alive, according to IMDb.
Don Herbert, Mr. Wizard?
Don yeah, Don Herbert, Mr.
All right,
Wizard.
I can't believe Mr. Wizard is not a...
I've already given
he used to show you how to make a potato into a battery.
Yeah, I like Mr. Wizard. That's, he's Canadian.
Into a battery.
Yeah, you can make a battery out of a potato or blow up your mother's house.
All right, well, again, it's time for round three. I am
oh, Hitler, shit, sorry. No.
For this and put
oh,
this up.
Sorry, no.
What?
Tony Todd? Yeah, hey, then.
Who the hell
Candy
is Tony
man.
Todd?
You know Tony Todd.
Oh, Tony the Candyman?
Was he a boxer? What is
it? Next year it's going to be Mike Lundy's
keep, and I'm sort of disappointed that nobody jumped on that.
I was
PJ,
ready to,
Mike, no?
I'm liking my bigger point gatherers.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it seems like he's got a foot in the fucking grave. Oh, so
and
I,
he has boy. For 20 years.
See, if I wouldn't, Bill, honestly, if I wouldn't
don't
have...
Don't talk down my picks, PJ.
Here's the thing,
that man's going to die.
Can I talk some... If I wouldn't have had the number one pick,
you
would have
gone.
And you would have... Is it going to be... Is it gonna,
I'm going to pick another big... Big points.
And we're gonna
saying,
die.
Jack LaLanne. Hear the goddamn obituary. Lane is made out of iron. I'm afraid I don't see it.
This
Nigel's list last year, I believe, Stephen Hawking. And
yes, he was.
He's
he was on my 05 pick.
Yes, he is the. How you doing?
How Mike? That was.
he's like the Ronald Reagan Memorial Dick T. pick of all time.
Here's my thing. He's half a robot anyway.
Yeah, I know.
The guy, all the guy's got to do is puff on a straw. That's all the energy he puts out in a year.
Well, we saw how well that turned out for Christopher Reeve.
You know what? I dropped him off my list, and I'll tell you why. I looked at his website. Motherfucker had 18 weeks of scheduled speaking appearances with that stupid robot. So I canceled him. I said, that's good money. So it's me?
No, you're still on your keepers, douchebag. We're going to go to Mike Lundy.
No, I had
this is round three.
I had
last year in last year's draft.
Terrific.
Two.
He kept two. I kept five. He kept two, and you
that's
kept
a good strategy.
Four.
God damn it.
Mike, let's hit it, brother. Mike.
I'm going to roll with Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
You're alive under any circumstance, but all right.
Well, no, you know. Character actors. Deadpool.
Exactly, you know.
Let's get your pick.
I'll try to throw this.
You're sick of that shit.
Oh, I have not unveiled my actual list here, so I'm going to hold that back. All right, well, I'm out because my fourth pick in my keepers was Zsa Zsa Gabor. So we're going to go right back to Bill Bishard for his next pick here. Bill, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorite song and dance men.
Oh, was it
Mr. Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney, very old. That's,
you stole him from me, you bastard.
I'm a bastard.
I just figured somebody had to follow me.
I just saw A Night at the Museum, and he was calling Ben Stiller a douchebag. And calling him Twinkle Toes and slapping him around. So
and
I
he's
don't
had
know.
A 17th wife.
Oh. We had like Ava married. Gardner and shit, though. He had some good looking chicks in his day.
Yeah,
Marilyn
he's
Monroe.
He's banged a few. Come on, look at the guy. He was the Michael J. Fox.
No.
Wonderworks.
He was a short little man.
Ouch.
One more
what
round.
What is going to happen in the 21st round? Is fuck the Thalberg Award and Ennio Morricone.
And,
freezes to death.
So see, I've had my eye on.
Current standings, this lady has nothing to live for. So we're going with Betty Ford.
Oh, Betty Ford.
She has no will anymore.
I think she's going to pull a ladybird and kick around for a couple.
Well, I don't
days.
Know. Hope's always a good pick. Those guys die.
He dies.
I mean,
let's get your pick.
I'll try to throw this.
Dolphin?
Is this a Chinese?
Like dolphin?
Is this a Chinese?
Like you guys are really bendy. You guys are really bendy category.
Yeah, there is. That is good.
I just read an article how HDTV is going to like make close-ups or like people are not going to have close-ups anymore. Because you can see every pore, and you can actually see people rotting to death as you watch the HD.
And that's what you love.
Mike Lundy, go ahead.
Yeah, you Corey. This is your last round. Just sit out, so.
You said they have to be
death row. He's not on death row. He's just
awarded.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. He's gonna get.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want like Cool I don't want Cool Modi's hype man. That doesn't count. Okay. I don't want none of I want the guy from Fame with the afro.
I got you. And I have presidents for this one.
If all right. Go ahead. We're going to decide. Go ahead.
I'm picking Happy the Dog from 7th Heaven. Until 11th
No,
seasons.
You have to pick a human being.
It didn't. No, you didn't say human being.
No, well,
you
of course you have.
No, we'll never know when they
wait,
talk.
Celebrity, I have president.
I don't know what happened.
No, because here's the problem with that, Mike. A dog isn't going to... I had, like, Eddie Van Halen as... Obviously, any dog's going to die.
You bastards.
Wait, so divide whatever my point is by 7.
Is anyone going to...
You bastards.
Veto.
Yeah, we didn't lay that rule out. Animals don't count.
Animals
I should get that on creativity alone.
That is creative.
It's creative.
But a dog... What dog... A turtle might live to 100. Get a famous turtle on your list.
No famous turtles. He's gonna
house or Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, okay.
He's in Wayne's World too.
Right.
He's an old Chinese.
I wanted to go. I wanted to go with Mako. Yeah. But
I know who he is, and then I'm gonna tell you who he is. All right. He's in an American.
Mako, the go-to old Jap.
Who would have thought? A black guy would have chose a guy from a karate movie. The A-team right here.
And when I crushed.
Well, you have the...
Should have a sound effect.
Man. I have to sit out. We don't have any Queenstrike in there, do we? I
go with a guy from a television... Another song and dance, man. Corey will be familiar with him. Ken Berry from the Carol Burnett Show.
Ken Berry.
Absolutely.
Is he?
From Mayberry RFB.
And F Troop.
Mayberry RFB.
And Mama's Family.
I'm not familiar
with
him.
He was from Mama's Family.
Oh, is he like the guy that was married to the big giant blonde, guy?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
He's old.
Okay, no, I don't know. I thought he might be sick. He doesn't seem like that old.
TNT 100 times a day. What?
Tony Todd? Yeah, he's in.
Who the hell
candy
is Tony
man.
Todd?
You know Tony Todd.
Oh, Tony the Candyman.
Was he a boxer? What is?
Next year it's going to be Mike Lundy's Black.
Shakes a lot. Muhammad Ali.
Okay, well.
Shaky McShakes.
Again, a perennial favorite in Death Pools.
A ball tickler, yet he never dies.
Okay.
All right.
Don't bet against the greatest. That's all I
said. That's right, Corey.
Folks, he's laying out there. He's actually literally laying there in a bed attached to a heart monitor. Ariel Sharon, the former Prime Minister of Israel, left untouched.
He was there on my list. And
he's a vegetable. They can pull the plug anytime on him.
Well, you know.
I went for the points, the big points, though.
Well, that's...
You know, PJ's gambling, and I like that strategy, but...
shit, which one?
Okay.
I wanted to pick Clint Eastwood, but I like Clint.
Really, really hate my.
Your final pick.
The 7th.
Shit, which one?
So thank you. Ever once you get that award, your thing is dead.
He's obviously still on drugs.
In the news.
Just in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Who's with Walter Cronkite?
6 years old or 95 or something.
And all the ships at sea.
Pop Pete Doherty.
Summerall.
He was still calling.
Summerall.
He was still calling the Rensen last year. It's the Rensen last year. It's your
boy. Oh boy.
Kate Moss.
Married Kate Moss.
All right.
Big star in England. Not as big a star here, but he's certainly known here. It would be reported. It would be reported if he died. I am back to my actual picks now. All right. This is where it gets great. The fucking douchebag.
Up on said circle.
Well, let's because I am choosing former San Francisco 49ers head coach Bill Walsh,
God
who has
damn,
who jaws. You got some jaws. Roddy
Parker,
Charlton Heston.
Guess
Barbara.
What
about Bill? You got to get on the mailing list. Announced him. So I said, "Hey, man, Bill Walsh is. I love Bill Walsh, but
you
know,
heartless.
I got to go. All right, Bill Bishar, what do you got for me?
I'm going to go Sixth with pick. A Jack Klugman.
Go cancer for a long time. He can't talk anymore.
Another ball tickler.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
But since Tony Randall died, I thought he would go to the grave quicker, too.
PJ, we turned.
I'm funny how.
Brainer sheets.
Uh-oh. PJ's having no problems. He's got to get his draft card in. You're going to be like the Minnesota Vikings.
You're on the clock,
PJ. Yeah, you're on the clock, PJ.
PJ!
Yeah, we got to come up with a clock for this.
I'm sorry. All right.
Was in a bad way.
And you kept... Louis Farrakhan, how about that?
Louis Farrakhan?
Wow.
All right, Louis Farrakhan.
Well, that's
how you planning on doing it, PJ?
And Rudy Raymore. Cancer.
All right, go ahead.
Fuck you.
All right, go ahead.
Got a problem with that? This guy over here. He's picking black guys.
I got a problem with y'all not letting me pick the dog. Fuck you.
No. I got to pick the dog.
What about Michael Jackson's ship?
Top of their lists.
Yeah.
Top of their lists.
Yeah.
Bill Sharon, Joey Bishop.
And shock everybody with the last remaining Rat Packer, Joey Bishop.
Joey Bishop, very.
He's a convicted of cancer.
I have a list of
old, and he's outlived all of his peers.
He's outlived his talent by a good 60 years.
I can't choose myself. I think PJ's got the best.
Even
list.
With Steve-O, because you gave me shit.
I gave you shit, but I understand that more than David Blaine. He does crazy shit. And he takes a lot of drugs. Who do you want? It's your
Michael Jackson's ship.
He could get like a disease or something. I could see that. But I mean, I love your Roddy Piper. Who didn't get chosen from
Sid
last year?
Sid Caesar. Which shocked
yeah,
me.
Sid Caesar did.
I just gave up on Sid Caesar.
Well, did not get picked.
Well, ruling on this one.
You know what? Here's the thing. Generally, you can't pick parents of celebrities, but I think she's been in the news enough with Michael that I think that would count. She's sort of the triarch.
Gentlemen, can I get a little?
I would not choose a parent.
She was on. They made a movie.
Did we not say spouses of people?
No, it depends. I mean,
I think she'd be in the.
Corey Haim.
I mean, they picking like the third.
Jackson's mother. Do you think
that's a total
okay?
Celebrity.
I'm gonna say what if we go midget ODs on coke. I have to go with that.
Well, I mean, she's a visible mother. Like she's been in the news.
He's Mike, so bad.
He one of her. Oh, I heard a lot of Mike. Round 17 for you,
moment.
Mike. Round 17 for you.
I love the biz. Don't be. It's some black. It's. I knew you. Put that up.
Gay burglar and the earth.
I love the straight up. That's a Motown pick right there.
There's like a.
That's an inside the hood. They talk about Katherine Jackson.
There's like one.
I knew that was coming from you.
There's like one top that's still alive from the four tops that Mike's gonna 16%. So
you get that shit. You know.
Is there like a stylistic? This is quite a bonus feature. Fucking equipment ever. So
Redford is farther away.
Shit brewing over
you
there.
You got another 1-2
check.
You bought one menthol cigarette from a guy at the convenience store, and they said,
"Hey, wait."
Now you know Lucy. Michael Jackson's mom, a Lucy.
It's a Lucy.
I'm sorry.
Get the terms right.
You got a Lucy, and they say. Michael Jackson, mama, she ain't doing
the bass player for the Doobie.
Not exciting that 21st Rambo in the community.
He's always got it. All right,
who's next?
I'm actually next, and I'm going to choose a guy that he's old.
But I got myself for this.
Ago, but I heard he recently was in the hospital and fell on his head.
Yeah, it was looking weak.
Larry Hagman,
damn
the star
you
of Dallas.
Damn you.
He fell Larry on his Hagman. Head. He fell on his head. It was in the Inquirer a couple weeks ago. Remember when we did the Who's Gay in the Inquirer, Corey?
Yeah.
Well, there was a Larry Hagman article in that same one.
Sure. That was honestly my next pick, Joel. Well done.
Thank you, PJ.
Well done.
PJ, I'm liking your list too, brother. So it ain't all you, man. It's not all me. It's you too. Bill, let's go to you. Come on.
Hey.
All right, Corey. Carl Malden.
That was on my list last year.
An all-time Dick Tease. He's going to be 97.
It's only 6 points. So
Hey, I'll take it. I want to get on the board.
Yeah, you got to get on the board. You got to score one at some point.
All right.
PJ, now that I've stolen your Larry Hagman, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with Mr. Les Paul.
Les Paul?
Ooh, very interesting.
Let's do a quick
Walsh, Larry Hagman, John. Walsh, Larry Hagman, John. I think we've read PJ. Peter Falk, Bill Cobb. Because no one died. Get a tough coffee fan on that. Bill, can I get a tough?
Damn Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas,
and
Kirk
I'm taking
Douglas.
Kirk with Bill Bichard next year at the comedy.
That's good. That guy's though, he's out of it, man.
It's only 10 points, but let's
He put out this whole statement about how the world was fucked like a couple months ago on his birthday, and he just thought the world was over and everyone sucked.
Nice.
Now,
thanks for leaving us with a good thought,
which
there,
sounds like he's ready to go. You know, so
thanks, Kirk.
Well, that was a good pick. I enjoy that pick, but I went for younger, sicker people than Kirk Douglas. So. That's my theory on not taking it. But Mike, go ahead.
I got the Shrimpy McShort ass.
And he still has one more pick.
Who the fuck knows who?
I'm going to scratch Mr. Peanut off your list. It doesn't count. Can I scratch this off your
list? I'm picking Nelson. But he got a show coming out. From Johannesburg.
Damn you.
America.
Who's he? Was he in a sitcom?
I spent Thunder Yards on.
Was that Cosby?
That it's a midget, and he
dances.
It's 3-1.
There's no. Long time. He played
If only you could have waited a couple days. If only you could have waited a couple days. Penitentiary 3.
Yeah, it was great.
And
it was
over.
I'm missing him in the radio. I'm going to give Mike Lundy props for being the only guy to do a South African accent. That's very.
I'm not going to. My Afrikaners isn't up to snuff, so I'm not going to go there. All right. Are we ready for.
Diplomatic immunity.
That was where I want to dive. Anyway. Say, is he dead or alive? Okay, I was going
to
pick.
Still waiting to happen.
All right, Corey. Theme of picks together. I had the star of Death. What's on that
your
show?
Your intern and
80s primetime sitcom.
Today. I'm going
to choose another great 80s.
Let's do it.
Soap opera star from primetime.
Joe, loves her.
And I'm like,
what a count.
The ball kicker.
By the way, if anyone wants to take a look, don't look too close. Here is my master list of names that I have chosen. About 104.
Right. Did you see like his.
Anyway.
Joel.
Let's go over to.
See, Joel doesn't have a girlfriend or a life, so long. Time for 140.
But he's winning this thing 2 years
I'm
in a row.
I'm trying,
okay?
Brother. I'm trying. I'm on a 2-year high.
You sacrifice things.
It's the second week in January.
Oh. We got to get out of here.
B.I. growing up.
Bundy, this is the final pick of the.
Oh. Is he still alive?
72.
Is it Efren?
It's E-F-R-A-M.
Zimbalist.
Father of Stephanie Zimbalist from.
Considered Barry, that. Yeah. That went through my head.
Up, he never
look at this way.
In 1998. Oh. Anyway, let's go on. Hey-o! PJ, we go to you. It's round 8 here. We're making good time, PJ.
I am going to go with good old John Wooden.
Okay. Oh,
he's probably only worth a point or two, but God.
John Wooden was the coach of UCLA basketball? Was that
yes.
His?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just so everyone knows who it is.
The longest win streak in NCAA history. 88 games.
Okay, now I'm sorry. I lost
January.
Ooh. We're gonna. I'm gonna put together a
of a pick.
Okay.
Willie's Comedy Castle.
Pipe.
Are you missing a name? I can read him back to you.
Well, Bill didn't keep him.
You were like fat guy's gonna. You want somebody from Bill's shitty list? I can't imagine why you don't.
I'm sorry. Did I miss Castro? Did he go?
Yeah, Castro's gone.
Okay, Castro's gone.
Bill. Shame.
All right.
Real.
I'm hoping for a death.
No, I mean,
Count sure. Death Row doesn't count.
Oh,
she's very sick.
So he's very old, but
cancer. Ryan O'Neill's nurturing her. Yes,
that'll drive.
Yeah, I hear she's
death.
Got ass cancer, and
oh, that's the worst kind.
Yeah, and you know what? She might have been my very next pick, Corey.
Kurosawa actually died. Very sick. She's been in the tab.
Mandela, Ugman, Carl Malden, Efren. Ugman, Carl Malden, Efren.
Oh, the porn star.
No,
the actor from.
No,
is it the girlfriend?
Right.
But still.
You know, by
Ash in Alien.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
You've seen him in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he's Ian Holm. You know him. He was Bilbo Baggins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Lord of the Rings.
Fifth Element he was in as well.
Okay. So good pick. Let's go to
he's in Brazil, one of my favorite movies.
Great.
Yeah. Different.
21's a better number.
I think 25's a great number. Just Corey getting a boner over old television. Wheezy's long.
I've heard this guy's sick, and I got to go with he has cancer.
90s. Yeah.
Good actor. I know you want to pick.
Ben Gazzara.
Wow, a little off the map.
He's on my list.
He's a good
Mike
actor.
Lundy's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Like, you can't call us out on these.
You can only count on fat so much. Fat's domino, for God's sake.
I actually consider Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
Sure.
And stuff like that.
But George Jefferson.
The Slums of Beverly Hills, not too long ago. Very good movie.
He was in Buffalo 66.
Buffalo 66. He's been in a lot of
films. Get Bill a
copy of
Get Bill a copy of
it. Let's go. That lecture, The Gooch, about drugs? Drops dead.
We didn't even see The Gooch.
Did we never see The Gooch?
The Gooch was like off camera.
Did we ever see The Gooch on different shows? Well,
one of those characters.
Abraham the Goldfish got more screen time than the Gooch.
David Blaine.
No, he's not. Like a chick you never saw on Happy. And then he was back on TV.
That
stupid idiot.
Silver's daughter.
Just the friend.
It was like Vera on
Cheer.
I don't know about this.
Risks. All right. Little TV dork out for you.
All right.
Little dork break. And let's go back to the action with PJ.
I'm going to go with Mark Deep Throat Felt.
Well, that's another safe bet.
Right off.
Now.
All right. Let's go. Corey Hall.
Guys.
Pick 9.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut does not.
Because the guy's name is Fats. And the ugly soundtrack.
Yeah, all those
clean. Can't be that old and be Fats.
Well, they also didn't.
He hurricane survivor.
Yeah, they rescued him from Katrina on a helicopter or something.
He's like man who could swim at his age.
Swim? That motherfucker floated. Swim my ass. Let survivors out of Katrina on that big fat Fats domino ass. Who are you kidding? That's an inner tube with a guitar.
All right.
A piano.
Sorry. Okay, well,
I found my thrill.
Mike, let's go to you, brother.
This is the only person on my list who I really don't want to dab, but if you do, you know, I might as well get the points. Fuck it. Columbo, Peter Falk.
Peter Falk.
Ooh.
One more thing. We got to get out of here. This is our mailing list. 25 minutes.
He when he was little, and now I don't know if he got some shit now.
Peter Falk's very old and is kind of.
We on the, seventh guy.
On somebody's list last year?
It's wishful thinking on our part, that's all.
Why? Fuck that. I mean, that's.
Dun, dun, dun.
My next pick, this is my 10th pick of the draft, and I got to choose. I'm going to pick somebody from last year's list that failed to die on me, and I'm going to choose Margaret Thatcher, former British Prime Minister.
Interesting.
Margaret Thatcher. I've heard she was very sick last year, and she was a hot pick.
Sure.
And then she just lived for the fucking year. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
Well, you know, it's all right.
Margaret Thatcher.
You're steady. You go with the same guys year in and year out.
I mean, I've already lost.
He's hoping. He's hoping.
I've lost Pete Doherty this year. I've lost Tammy Faye Baker. I've lost Mark Felt. I've lost.
Yeah. All right. Billy?
Oh, actually, Kim had Mark Felt. I might add him the year before. But
go
ahead.
I'm going to go with Joan Collins.
Okay. Interesting pick. Stupid pick, but an interesting
Anything
pick.
Anything wrong with Joan Collins, or is she just an old bag? Is that
you know? Sometimes people just die. You know,
okay, you know. I don't know.
That's an interesting play, Bill.
Okay, that's an interesting pick.
I love. See, Bill and Mike just come up with the weirdest crap.
Okay, Bill, it's all
Joel
right.
And I. It's like there's no spontaneity. You know,
not everyone plays to win. That's what I like about you. Sometimes just playing is enough for people.
Just
and apparently,
for fun.
Yeah, Bill's just in it for the sport. He's not in it to actually win anything. PJ, let's go to you.
I wasn't paying attention, so his
who's that? And I was. Ooh. Yeah, he is.
Jerry Falwell is still on the.
Well, then
he's off my list. You son of a bitch, Corey. It sounds like your whole list is getting pilfered here. What's going on?
Well, I had a lot of names.
Jerry Falwell goes to PJ.
Ken Barry.
So it's Tammy Faye Baker. So he's going with a holy roller kind of thing, and Louis Farrakhan. So PJ is very anti.
God's calling them all home.
I guess so.
Still walking in cameos.
He did that show. Who very safe and conservative list this year. I'm not fucking around. I want points, and I want to win.
All right, he wants points.
Right, so
somebody 98 years old.
Barnos or something.
Daryl Strawberry. I actually can.
I'm gonna get somebody older than dirt. No, who is next on my list? I got so many to pick from, folks.
Come on.
All right. The chairman of Viacom, some...
That would have been...
The fruitcake lady? Which one's that? Wow. Hank the Dwarf from Howard Stern or something?
Yeah, midgets, you know, Oprah's best friend, Gail.
Y'all don't know the fruitcake?
It's a good sign.
Guy's a million years old. He got dizzy, forgot where he was.
It'd be a good sign that he's about to kick off.
He fired
somewhere.
Tom Cruise just to show he still had some in the tank.
Yeah, a little fag. Who can blame him? Anyway... Sumner Redstone, let's go to, we're going to do Mike Lundy. This is your 10th pick. We're going to take a break after this. So, Mike, this will be your last pick.
I got to run with me on this.
Before the break. All right. Oh, he's going to pick.
Every word that comes out of Mike's mouth, I can't wait.
All right, okay. Mike.
What is it?
Cartoons. Bill Cobbs.
Bill Cobbs is an actor. I know who he is.
He's anonymous black.
Explain
old
who he
he's
guy.
In Night at the Museum with himself, Sherman Hemsley.
He's got it. Well, Lionel just died.
He shot Nino Brown at the end. He
thought you did a wonderful job.
All right, we'll give you Clarence.
He was in Wild Things with Kevin Bacon.
Right there.
You're voting it just because he's a black guy.
He's keeping it consistent with all the details.
That's why you did it. You just covered it up.
Well, you picked.
Wait on him, though. Like, healthy way.
That's Morgan Freeman. He's like the
okay.
He's the mystical Negro.
See, this is my list from last year. All right. Mother effers. What if I say. My 19th pick.
I hate myself for this. Bill Cobbs, let me
let's
find
go to I Am Goonies.
No, so but I...
Worse, he wasn't and, in...
Sorry.
Now, is he the lesser...
Steve...
Lesser, I thought it was the greater Corey.
Lesser?
Bill Cobbs.
I love to show
Let me... I know who he is.
What's wrong with
but I'm
it?
A movie
Jamal?
Critic.
He seems young. Is he old?
A lot of old black people die, so I got to
well,
collect them.
Mike, I like your thinking because I'm going to shock you with one in a minute, but yeah... I like what you're thinking, because black people don't live that long.
All right, well, do you have a Bill Cobbs?
Let me just
thing here,
hold on,
quickly,
I'm loading here,
because we're ready to take a break. Let's while Corey's looking that up. Want to tell everybody if you're not on the mailing list, get on the mailing list. We got some great stuff on there, lots of bonus features. And
do you recognize that PJ? Do you see that guy?
Don't forget that you
that
can
old
also.
Cat?
Turn it.
Sure. You'll probably
show it to me.
If you see the old fella.
Turn it over here. Bill Cobbs. I have no friggin' idea. People can be...
Bill Cobbs is an old man.
I can't even see that. It's all right.
All right. Well, there he is in Night at the Museum.
I'll look at him in something else.
But
all right.
Let me see what...
He's a valid pick, though. That's the point.
Over.
A Mrs. Garrett drop, everybody.
Blair.
He was in... Or Soul Food, excuse me.
Soul Food, yeah.
He was on NYPD Blue. He's in A Mighty Wind, My Wife and Kids, The West Wing.
Okay, so Bill Cobbs counts. That's the point.
Bill Cobbs
sure. That's not your fault.
I'm sorry. That's going to do it for round 10. Don't forget to...
Can we get a ruling on that one?
He did his research.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Pick 19 from you. About Yellowknife, which is very kind. But if you want to donate to our lunch...
I'm really having trouble. Yeah. Here are
some... I'm debating between two here.
Ooh. PayPal, or you can actually just use a credit card if you don't have a PayPal account. Click on there, donate some money this week.
I got eaten by a walrus.
Jim and Niels were very
absolutely
90
this year. Yeah, so,
Borgie. Contributors to the Corinth.
That was a good. It was a good.
A lot of sad.
It was a good death pool. I love Bill Bouchard. And those are all courtesy
of Please give
the,
generously.
And, the lunch fund, which got
I'm
going
to say that
headphones.
The highest contributor to the Corey and Joel Lunch Fund will receive, I don't know.
You've already offered your girlfriend's boobs up to Joseph from the
You know what?
Board.
I'm raising the price on that one. So Gold Circle participants get to touch Amy's boobs.
We will see about that. That's not a binding offer. But anyway, let's take a break here. We're going to play some more tunes for you. We've got more James Brown because, you know, it's very sad that he died on Christmas.
Corey, you're in so much trouble.
I'm sorry, honey.
So
I got it. They're very large.
You keep offering her titties
She's
up like
back.
That. All right. So anyway, let's keep this thing rolling with the little James Brown, and we'll be back with more show right after this.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
All right, we're back.
Oh my God!
It's just
it'll be
on the break.
You son of a bitch,
PJ. We're having a little. It's very. There's a lot of man in this room. It's a lot of testosterone.
It's very sweaty.
It's a lot of heads butting around here. So
one more rule that I don't think we went over.
Well, if
a member of this room, if this group dies, I think they win.
Get in there on that.
Well, I couldn't.
I was gonna get them till you took them.
But five picks before me.
You punk out and suicide. No, and nobody just to win this Deadpool.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll agree with that.
God, are we dark and evil?
I guess if I die, I won't know it, so who cares?
I can't believe people want to talk to me
I
after they hear
a dog have to live because I can't possibly be beaten by Bill Bichard. I will not stand for it under any circumstances.
Right now. I feel strong.
Bill, do you feel good about your list so far? All right.
It's vastly improved over last year.
I've got to score this year.
Well, it's been Feldman was like the dorky court.
495
from and everything. So thank you. And if you're going to talk about novelty.
Yes, please.
All right, here's PJ's
Lionel.
Sherman Elmsley. Tammy Faye Baker. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Coffee Faye Baker.
Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking. Betty Ford. Muhammad Ali. Louis Farrakhan. Les Paul. John Wooden. Mark Felt. And Jerry Falwell.
I forgot to write Mr.
Hear the goddamn obituary.
Sure.
From Monty Python, Terry Jones.
Only one of them has
really?
Gone.
Really? Okay, but I don't
Graham
you feel
Chapman
like,
has gone.
Don't you feel like the lesser known guys in Monty Python pretty much can die?
Mitzi Gaynor.
Dun, 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 dun.
South Pacific.
Oh, Mike.
Like everyone knows
Mike,
Mitzi.
I know you're like.
Yeah, Mike's over there.
They argue Bill Cobbs and they let him have Mitzi Gaynor.
Running out of names.
I would owe points. I could have taken goddamn Andy Griffith, and I blew that. Like, man, he wants to outlive everyone.
And JD. Wait, how about this?
Wait,
if some of these people die, and they clearly don't. Who's the only person in here who know that they dead is the person who picked them?
1 point deduction.
No. I Mitzi Gaynor would
you
be reported.
You guys are on top on that.
You but you know what? Yeah, I'll check who's alive. And, well, here's the thing. When Betty the shittiest and died last year, she was this film.
The lesser.
Kim didn't even. I had to tell Kim 3 days later that she died. Because it wasn't reported anywhere.
Well, after the Harold Pinter debacle, I'm not going out of here. You bastards. And Larry Hagman for a long
time. Wait, 8 out of 50. I mean, if one of us hears it, your responsibility.
If in 2008 we come back and say,
I have
oh,
no
I
problem with it. Or 16 out of 100.
Your responsibility to call everybody and trash talk.
Yeah.
Ready?
Damn.
Like, hey, motherfucker.
When Lou Rawls kicked it, I called everybody in the Deadpool and rubbed it in. And then sucked it for the rest of the year. Until James Brown
until,
went.
Until Christmas.
Matlock.
How old is he?
Oh, for the record, I just want to bring this up last year, and I don't think we even got this. Betty Friedan died on her birthday.
It was 400.
She made her 85, and she was worth 15. Had she died a day before.
Oh, hey.
And, mm-hmm.
and then I just started running.
So great.
There's a lot of debate.
The Corey.
Montes.
What do you got for?
Shake that ass!
Oh, they would have loved that. They love that.
Just shake that ass!
Mike,
there you go. Thank you.
I think that was at the Betty Friedan funeral. Everyone was getting
this
out.
Was, this was tribute music.
All right. PJ, what do you got for us?
Well, if Mr. Lundy can pick a dog, I'm picking Mark Canope's comedy career.
All right.
Wah, wah, wah.
No.
Just a little in.
Funeral procession. He should have picked his liver. That's a safer bet.
What do you
his
got for
knees.
Us,
J.D. Salinger, because he should die for writing the most overrated
you
book of all
son
time.
Body bag.
He's got a new
bag. He's got a new bag.
We're going to go be in awful car accidents or hit by a...
I put him
is.
On my 05 list.
You know,
he's
so
in the
I
woods.
Not-
All right. Well,
I'm not terribly worried about that.
I'm gonna go with a perennial favorite, Annette Funicello. Everybody.
I think I had her the
she's
last
been
2 years.
For a while, isn't she?
Yeah. eventually you got to go to that big surfboard in the sky.
She's
and,
got...
choosy mothers choose death.
MS, Corey? Is that what she has?
Yes.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis.
What's wrong with MS?
Nothing, PJ. She's good for fucking.
She shakes a lot.
Oh,
she's good for.
Sure. All right. PJ's an MS girlfriend. I mean, are we
she had some major sweater meat in her day.
Santa, roughly 17 people or something like that.
Busting. Another yeah. Watergate guy. Mike Lundy, returning right. to your
now,
world.
This guy got
to
be as famous as Salinger. Okay. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. International.
Stevo does stuff. Really
monster.
Oh. Soviet dissident.
Soviet exile.
Yeah, I like that.
He's on one of my lists, so I say yes.
I'm.
Okay. Spell his name for me. Alexander.
It's a hard name to spell.
Can spell his last name.
S-O-L.
Long time, but
and
I couldn't
Bill
get
Walsh,
to
Bill Walsh. I'm surprised no one got Bill.
N-I-T-S-Y-N.
I-T-S-Y. Zolzhenitsyn.
I don't know how to say it.
It's almost like you need to know who
Solzhenitsyn.
He is.
Solzhenitsyn. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He was in the 70s. He was a big dissident writer who.
S-O-L-Z-H-E-N.
And Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, the lovely president who just gave himself to live a long time. Is that what
I love
him into America? Every other guy who ever drew a comic book or wrote.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Okay. That's fine. Well, I'm going to go with I got to go with another woman.
I think I got a lot of.
I don't think I have any. I have Margaret
Thatcher. Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
That was Annette Funicello.
So
I can edit that back to 5 minutes ago when it would have been funny. No, it's no way I can fix that in post, Corey.
Oh.
You guys
PJ
never even got...
Not on my radar, but excellent, excellent.
Daryl, motherfucker! Let's go. This is round 12. God, I think...
Oh, this is... I'm going to go...
18 pick.
Yeah.
Long! Tries to say... We're going to regret a lot of picks this year. Guys. Yeah, I know. I had Ernie.
Ernie, more of a celebrity in the Detroit area, but it would be reported at least on sports networks. It would be reported nationally. So.
That's Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell. I think a local guy wouldn't.
So there it is. All
right. Some gigs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Big enough.
Right.
Yeah, he's big enough. Fucking Munchkin. I mean, if Bill Walsh, I mean, that was 1-2 punch.
Corpse.
Oh. All right, Peach, what do you got for us, brother?
This is the year the fucker dies. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's a salad pick.
Well, that's
just before George Bush gets out of
105. Go to a Corey. Corey.
Oh boy, I'm on the clock. Boy, this
You're
is a tough
on,
one.
Brother.
All right,
round 12. It's getting hot.
I know it's getting hot, and now the strategy of
Corey's got a little. He's got a little. What do you call that?
I think I did, and I like it.
You know, authors are always dying.
Corey Haim.
Ben and John Forrest. That's a good pick. All right, let's go to Mike Dallas Dynasty.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, he was on the Mike Edwards died.
Yeah. Was he on the People's Court?
He took over from Wapner.
Yes,
they brought
did.
It back. Oh, yeah, really? He was on very briefly for, you know.
Oh, well,
but Ed Koch is a good
never
pick.
Never mind. That's a good pick.
I kind of like Ed Koch.
How am I doing?
I fucking gave you everything.
He tries to smuggle. Well, you have
him. His laundry chute.
City was burning to the ground in the mid-80s.
Crap for weeks.
He too will come and take my heart. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
All right, here's what I got for you. I've got 16 people died last year in last year's draft.
Terrific.
So we Roy Scheider.
You bet.
Cancer.
Wow.
Roy Scheider.
Does he have cancer?
And I'll have a toffee. Get a toffee fay from you. Or you can pick first. Would you rather?
Toffee fay.
Thanks for the toffee fay. Let's have a pick from you, Bill, if you may.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Oh!
No, you're
not.
Guess
Barbara
what?
Bill
I got,
listening.
Got some work.
I ain't gonna never.
Daryl Strawberry.
I'm going to do a different movie.
Get booked at Wild Guy.
Got to go with Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, what has he got to lose?
I'm debating between two.
You guys, let's go to PJ.
Oh, my God. Is this woman dead yet, Eleanor Mondale?
No, but I, damn it, she teased my dick last year.
I hate you.
She's got everything wrong with her.
Eleanor was Clinton's actual mistress.
Yeah.
She
banged
off. Actual mistress.
No, like, everybody was like, hey, the fat intern sucked off Clinton, but meanwhile, Eleanor Mondale was getting 45-minute
practice
with Clinton. And,
yeah, Eleanor Mondale used to bang Clinton, and she banged Arnold.
Eleanor Mondale.
She banged Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day in the 70s when he was a bodybuilder. And
boy, I'm starting
did
to...
Did she really?
She was Walter Mondale, the vice... And based on your list so far, I mean, the Roddy Piper...
That's 54 points, of course. 53, maybe.
The Roddy Piper pick was big in that way.
You
even got plugs in. You guys want to plug anything while you're... Yeah, you got some oldies. All right. So, Corey, what do you got, man? Old.
I'm not going for big point totals, guys. I'm going for hits.
Quantity over
quality.
Yeah. Is that
I'm
what
I'm hoping
it is?
To nickel and dime you all
the
day.
That's a possibility. Mike, that's not great.
Maybe
your next pick.
I don't really want this guy to die either, but fuck it. Dela. What is it? Dela? Delo?
Deo.
Deo. Deo. Deo. That's Harry Belafonte.
I had him
Belafonte.
On my list.
Belafonte.
Oh. I knew you'd pick some brothers, and I tried to.
He's another old guy, another ain't or something awful.
Yeah, I got one to match you.
I got
an old man.
Sounds
for you.
Like a. All right, welcome back here. Oh, boy. This,
you know, he did that show.
Bill's got this look on his face. 5 minutes. Are you running out? Yeah, I got to go up there on the.
Yeah, names. I just.
We have Bay Mills and then the Island Resort in Hand of January. So, with. Boy, this is a tough one here. I'm going to go with.
God damn, how many names you got, man?
I got names. Don't be peeping on my names, homie.
You got about a million names.
Fuck
on
you. Don't jerk that right off.
My names.
All right, I'm gonna pick a guy.
And he was Jesus. Talking. Anybody?
It'll be hilarious. Let's go.
I have lots of.
But Frank Sinatra Jr. has cancer. The son of Sinatra.
What, do you go to cancer.com? How do you know? Everybody has cancer. You're
I know. I just can't bet against cancer. So.
Celebrities with cancer.com.
That's a spicy meatball.
And if you're any doubt,
what
he...
kind of Dago shit is that? Mike's got his barbershop connections. So he's going to the back of the pool hall. And let me tell you something. Frank Jr., huh?
All right, Corey. Let's.
I'm some things. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know. That would be a. Oh, you
bye.
Know? The rest of the story. Paul Harvey should die.
Looks like he's going for the old person route this year.
I got a score.
You
got to
get on the board.
I just want to get on the board.
God, you got some old fucks on your list.
Hey, 20 times 2 is still 40.
It was like sleep.
Yeah.
PJ, what do you got?
I'm gonna go to your cancer oncology unit and pick Phil Rizzuto.
Oh, yes. Great pick. I think I had him in 05, maybe. Or maybe I had him last year. Did I have him last year?
Does he
Ennio Morricone.
I think this guy's dead. I'm not going to.
Phil I love cow. The Phil Rizzuto over at the restaurant.
Okay.
Get me some. Oh, I'm going to be a.
Yes.
Outside the box programming. Actually... And this is wild.
Oh, I'm
but
excited.
I read the Inquirer. Uh-oh. He's on pain pills.
Uh-oh.
He's nutty crazy O.J. Simpson.
O.J., really?
O.J. is spiraling out of control on drugs.
Everybody.
That was going to be one of my crazy picks, but I came up with a crazy
and you know why,
one. I'm saving it.
And you
it.
Know why? Sometimes I like to feel good about this. And you putting O.J. on the list, I'll feel good about myself
yeah,
if he goes.
Yeah, you're doing a thing. You're doing, that's a nice thing to do.
Mike's like, he didn't.
Good.
Okay.
No, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But if he did do it.
Mr. God, I think this guy's dead.
Killed him. O.J. was acquitted and was... Is that what we learned from you? When the man...
It's good.
Fuck you, man.
No one chose Boris yet.
Well, but then he never did.
Look at this way. What do you say that?
I say he got balls for coming out with...
Faye Baker, you're out.
Like, plan A worked, but if it didn't, this is my plan B. This is what I was going to do.
Yeah. Plan B.
This is like Law and Order where he breaks down the forensic evidence.
Hey, no one actually saw Hitler kill any of the Jews either, okay? It's all unfair.
Wow.
Come on.
Uh-oh. We have enough of this and put this up.
Sorry, Niles.
Niles.
Money under his breath.
Nah.
You.
You're
crazy.
No, I'm not.
We were walking off the tennis court. And, you know, he was there and me and
his wife. Mike, let's get your pick.
I'll try to throw this out there and see what happens. Bao Zisong.
16%. So out of this, now that we chose
154
years. Actually, Jimmy. I was just being.
Tall old people.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy that rescued a dolphin?
Is this something a Chinese
like
guy?
Chinese tall guy stuck his arms in
the room. Tell me his
I don't
name.
Know. He just he's rescued gonna, a dolphin. I don't know about that.
Can you be famous just for being tall? I mean, is that
he's like the world's tallest record, man? Yeah. He's in the Guinness.
You guys are really bending on these famous.
What if another guy is taller than him?
I would definitely
trade. What if a guy comes along that becomes taller than that guy?
You're right.
Then he dies. Is anyone going to care? That's
true.
We should have expanded the
trade him for the dog.
I. You know what?
Fuck you and your dog.
You know what? I don't think that's going to make the news.
I think your Chinese guy's going to eat the dog, and then they can.
News, absolutely.
Kill the dog, eat him. What do you think, Corey? I'm going to let you have the first vote.
I'm going to give you credit for a nice dog-eating joke.
Thank you very much.
Beating everybody in the room to it.
Yeah.
Room full of comics. I don't like that because I don't know if we'll even know.
Yeah, is that really going to be reported
in
the United...
I like my...
On this list.
And forum and everything. Going to be reported in the... considered Yogi Berra. Names, fuck you. I'm not so. So I'm going to say no to it, too.
And the guy's healthy enough to rescue a dolphin, so...
all right, we're going to say no. Yeah. Mike, somebody
else.
Good about... All right, Ruby D, that's very acceptable.
For sure. Lucy closing with that in the clubs now? Is that...
I'm just... God, Joel looked at me like...
I don't even know who Ruby D is.
Ruby D was on Davis's life.
Oh, okay.
It's another old black lady.
So I don't know, you know.
God damn, are you dirty?
We're going
to. This is all the. But you be like, you went to some church picnic and they were like, oh, child, I heard.
Yeah, this is moving.
Not doing well. I heard she had the vapors.
Y'all had their D family reunion t-shirts on?
No. See, Charletta told me. that Ruby D, God bless her soul, was mama. In a bad way.
Let's pick a name here.
And Michael Jackson's mama, too.
Let's pick a name here. All right, now this is kind of weird. I'm going to go. This works for me on two levels. I'm gonna say the guy's name and know who he is, and then I'm going to tell you who he is, and you're going to go, yeah, that counts. Okay. Those later, and Corey, I'll plug. Come on. He is the...
And Mark. Joey's Comedy Club in
the 105 bombing the World Trade Center. Fun. He's in it.
It's your fault.
It's not going to be any funnier to have another round. It's just.
It'll be hilarious. Let's go.
He has. He's suffering from internal bleeding.
He gets
in
the
hospitalized.
Chinese guy then.
No, he's
fuck the Chinese. Who I want.
Corey, he's a convicted terrorist against the convicted of attacking the United
I
States.
I know who
he's
he
in
is,
prison.
But I want you guys to be.
You've never heard of the blind sheik.
I've heard of the blind sheik. Yes, yeah. I have.
I thought you couldn't be in prison though.
You can't be on death.
Domino for God's
sake. He's just life in prison.
Academy Award.
I don't think unless he was on death row, would they report it?
Of course they'll report it. I heard that he was sick. Bomb. It was on the news that he was sick. It'll be when he's dead. But what they're talking about is when this guy dies, there could be like a terrorist uprising.
Now,
because
did Dr. Dre actually sign him? Is he on death row? Did Jay-Z ink that up?
I'm taking Omar Abdel-Rahman. F everybody.
Wow.
No, but I mean, he counts. I'm just
rules by Joel.
No, but I mean, if I'm really going to be shouted down, then fine. But it will be reported when he dies.
That's fine.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What? I'm here to fucking amuse you. How the fuck am I funny? What the?
Wait, okay.
Fuck
back
you, fat
though.
Asshole.
I don't know about that
if
one.
If I pick Big Meech, everybody say, what the fuck
who?
Am I talking about?
Yeah.
Big Meech.
Yeah.
The ass following the Godfather of the Black Mafia family.
Look.
That he just got found with like 2 tons of
Mike,
cocaine.
Mike,
he locked him up.
Wait a minute. Mike, look around this room. It looks like a packet of chalk.
All right. Well, no,
okay, how are we going to know what
okay,
Big Meech is?
There's a difference between the guy who was responsible for the largest.
Wait, that was on the news, though. Okay,
the largest. He doesn't
you know
count.
What? Redraft. I'll give Mike Lundy the dog.
No, he's a famous.
You know what? That's bullcrap.
I gave it to him.
The blind sheik. He was
I'm
on PJ's
fine.
List.
You did some research.
If PJ had taken him, I would have said yes.
Where's the fun in that?
He's a fucking
when
guy. He's sick.
When Phyllis Diller dies, the jokes will be flying. But, you know, all right. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Jim Conway.
Watch the news.
I've never heard of that Malden guy. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Carl
anyway,
Malden,
guy,
you ever
I'm,
heard of him? Streets
I'm,
of San
I'm,
Francisco?
I'm kidding,
come
I'm
on.
Kidding, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And other things.
Okay.
Now, let's go in. Let's make some
a bulbous
sense.
Nose.
I know who he is. Yeah. He's okay, what do you got?
According to my cronies, this man is still alive.
I'm going to say that because it sounds like fucking
anybody?
Christ.
Anybody?
You know what? I'm about done.
Your bonus pick.
You know
about that one.
You know what? Here's what. Here's the
track off. Found out.
True, because I don't know. No, don't even look it up, Corey, because we can't waste time on that. Because then we'll just be looked. Because then you're doing research. You know. But basically, if he's already dead, we just cross it off the list. Is that fair?
And
you willing to risk that?
And I have 19.
Yes.
Do we give? Do we do? So you just did the dead pick? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't, it's up to you to know if he's dead or not.
Yeah, I see. Well,
I'm going to stay.
He's a corporate trick
out of my mouth.
Stan Musial works. I'm not for certain that he's alive, but it's fine.
I'm going to match Mike Lundy's hood
okay.
knowledge.
Oh, look out.
And I'm going to reach into a brother that ain't been on TV in a while, Robert Guillaume.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Benson.
Yeah. He was sick for a while.
Benson.
Yeah, he was fucked up for a minute.
I'm going with Benson.
You didn't get much bigger than Robert Guillaume in the
Yeah,
the
Benson. 70s, he was on soap, and Benson,
oh, yeah,
he was huge.
The man.
Good actor. I like Robert Guillaume. So,
and I'd like him to die any time now. All right.
Okay, Mike. You have the.
I'm trying to just.
Let's go one more round.
It's
four
we're not
to
doing
one.
Tornado. Somewhere in Nepal.
Nah.
That you want to pick? Okay.
What kind of circus freak?
Yeah. Anything.
All right.
Oliver the Chimp Junior. Nah.
Bear.
Oliver the Chimp Junior. How about Bubbles? How about Michael Jackson Chimp?
I heard Bubbles died actually. Anyway.
Oh, it made the news and he died?
But he's not a fucking human
no.
being.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, pick a name.
All right, I'm going to go.
Most people think he's dead because
yeah.
he's been old for like 35 years. Some guys are just
fish.
Like that. Yeah, Fish from Barney Miller. All right, let's
That's a guy that looked 70 when
so
he was
what round
40.
Is this?
This is, we're going into the 16th round. Does anyone want a recap of their lists?
Yeah.
Is everybody good? You want to recap
gotta,
of your
I
list?
I got to make
let's
my
go.
Point moves.
Let's go to
here.
Corey's list.
Pick.
We haven't recapped Corey's list. Corey started off with Dick Clark. Then he chose Estelle Getty. Billy Graham, Peter O'Toole, Ariel Sharon, Joey Bishop, Kirk Douglas, Farrah Fawcett, Fats Domino, Sumner Redstone, Annette Funicello, Kurt Vonnegut, Merv Griffin, O.J. Simpson, and Robert Guillaume. So,
yeah.
Nice mix of blacks and women. I like that. Anyway, anyone else want their
I'm
list?
Trying to
Billy,
match,
you want your
I'm
list?
Trying to match
I'm
London.
Good. I know what I got.
Okay, I know my list, too, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick my next one here. And I'm going to choose... Boy, whew, it's getting tough. I'm going to choose. Okay, this guy, you know what? I hate to do this because it seems like such an easy pick.
A high school football roster who been cutting.
I'm picking a guy. A lot of you won't know who he is, but it will be right. Senator Tim Johnson, who had like a brain aneurysm
last
week.
Yeah, just in the news.
Just in the news.
He's on my list.
Yeah, Senator.
It was just in the news.
And if he dies, the Senate's going to be flip-flopped or something. So
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I actually heard he was getting better. I would have picked him real early, but it's getting late in the draft and... He's certainly big points. I think he's only 60 years old.
Shocking.
Or something, so.
Shocking turn of events. All right.
Senator Tim Johnson. Let's go to
Bill. The steam coming out of Bill's head as he tries to pick.
He's focused, though. He seems like he has a name. He seems like he has something
was
in his mind.
Hard.
Carol Burnett.
Ooh.
Been battling the bottle for quite some
you
time.
You went with Tim Conway and Carol Burnett.
Yeah, I'm looking for the I'd like to
look out Lyle Wagner. Yeah. I mean, you are a savage
he
bastard.
May be on the list. You
Ken
don't
Berry.
Know.
Ken Berry too. Oh, the whole yeah. Carol Burnett show.
Bill is trying to put an enter like all variety yes. television can never come back.
That's a good point. It's 3-1.
There's no more rounds.
Mike,
I'm turning Barbara Mandrell's not sick? What's going on? Anyway. PJ, let's go to you. It's round
16. I put a pen in his face. I was like, PJ, by
it's round 16. Fuck, round 16, Pete.
I'm going rune, with...
It's round 16.
I'm going with old person who's outlived his usefulness with Pat Summerall.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That was an
we
old
saw him
that's
at Super Bowl last
that's
year, and he was
good.
Bad.
Pat drunk-ass Summerall.
He was still calling games this year, though. I mean, he did
he
call some football games.
He is awful looking.
That guy was like the biggest booze hound. All these booze hounds, they like their livers pickle. And then you can't kill him.
Remember him stumbling?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Come on, brother.
All
let's
right.
do it, Corey.
The little man, Vern Troyer.
Ooh!
Why
midget! Oh!
Why is he on everyone's list?
Because midgets don't live long.
Okay.
And did you see this in real life? Guy was peeing off
yeah.
his, like,
yeah,
rascal.
Yeah, he's real
he
sick.
He was riding around on a rascal peeing in corners. So many me.
Mike
Vern
Lundy,
Troyer.
Let's do it, brother.
I'm going with Rudy Ray Moore.
Oh,
Dolomites.
Don't be doing Dolomite like that.
Dolomite look like shit. He got the dad.
But don't you understand?
So this is 17. How about we go up to 25?
We're going up to 20. We're going 20. Up to 20. So
he don't mean, we're gonna get this. You know, Rudy Ray Moore don't mean to brag or boast, but he can sit on a tombstone and produce baby
produce
ghosts.
Yeah.
All right.
He's Mike, so bad he took the 4th of July
is this,
put it in June.
Y'all know each other's picks.
Isn't this exactly what you thought Mike Lundy's list was going to sound
it's
like?
Exactly
isn't
right
it exactly like old and guys from martial arts movies?
Yeah, I'm surprised like, you know, Cool Moe Dee ain't on this list or something.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, let's go. We're going to do, I'll tell you the kids, we're going to do one more round here and then we're going to take a break and either start up a, we're gonna decide if we're going to go mailing list or second show. What do you think?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll decide that in a minute. So let's go. It's round 17 and let's do this one quickly, kids, if we can. I am picking, bum, 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 bum. I said do it quickly, and I'm going to fucking stumble around like a fucking douchebag. I love the guy, but Ebert, it's time. It's
you know,
time for Roger
I had him
Ebert.
On my list.
You know, it's time for Ebert to go.
Well,
he's
I
not looking good.
And he teased you all year last year, yeah. Bill.
I'm going to give a thumbs up to that pick because I had him in my on duck circle.
Guy has saddlebags
two thumbs up
for
Roger Ebert, yes. Okay, Bill, that comes to you round 17.
I'm going to go for big money, call. I'm going to say Tom Sizemore.
Ooh! Oh, that was on my list as well.
No, I thought about that, but crazy he got a show guy. Coming out, so
he's got something
yeah,
to live
for.
Yeah,
but he might have to push the envelope, you know?
All right, PJ, your 17th pick.
Here's my fat guy dying of a heart attack pick, John Madden, to go
oh,
with Pat.
Yeah.
Could go at any moment.
Mike, round 17 for you,
I'm
my friend.
Keep the fat guy thing going. Not only do fat guys die. Black fat gas always.
Nah, that's why I had Fats Domino.
Biz Markie. That
I'm like, I love the Biz. Don't be. That's a bad call. I don't like that. That's the Biz has got a lot of heart.
You
yeah,
got what I need.
Oh baby, you got what I need. And you say he does the fritz. And you say he does the. Baby, you got what I.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right, here's what we're going to do, kids.
Love the
Biz. What are we doing?
Let's do a quick recap here of what everybody's... I think we've read everybody's list. Let me read mine real quick. It's Evel Knievel, Soupy Sales, Tom Snyder, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Jack Kevorkian, Bill Walsh, Larry Hagman, John Forsythe, Ben Gazzara, Margaret Thatcher, Terry Jones, Eartha Kitt, Roy Scheider, Frank Sinatra Jr., The Blind Sheik, Senator Tim Johnson, and Roger Ebert. Six. I think we've read PJ's list. Let's read Lundy's list. We just read Corey's list. Lady Bird Johnson, Mr. Wizard, Queen Elizabeth, James Wong, Pete Doherty, Catherine Jackson, Nelson Mandela, Ian Holm, Peter Falk, Bill Cobbs, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Ed Koch, Harry Belafonte, Ruby Dee, Abe Vigoda, Rudy Ray Moore, and Biz Markie. And should we lead it? Should we read
Biz
let's read Bill's list. This is almost certain for you to live a long, healthy life. Bill Bouchard's list, which is Phyllis Diller, Jack LaLanne, Fidel Castro, Mickey Rooney, Ken Berry, Jack Klugman, Carl Malden, Efren Zimbalist Jr., Nancy Reagan, Joan Collins, Mitzi Gaynor, Ernie Harwell, Charlton Heston, Paul Harvey, Tim Conway, Carol Burnett, and Tom Sizemore. Now, you're saying that's not 20 names each. It's not. We're going to do the next three rounds on the mailing list. So if you're not on the mailing list, you want to hear the rest of our picks. You got to sign up for the mailing list. Go to
CoreyandJohnRadio.com.
Not even a second show. We're going to do it secret. But this whole list will be posted up on CoreyandJohnRadio.com. Also, go to our forums. We'll be discussing this and posting. And if you're a fan and you want to play along, send us some email with a list of your names by January 10th. And you guys can get into the fan death pool. All the rules are up on the forums at CoreyandJohnRadio.com in the announcements. So,
and my craziest pick of all time is coming up.
Oh, so you got to get on the mailing list because PJ is teasing.
And
everyone's got big names for the last three rounds. Are we gonna go nutty for the last three rounds?
Yeah, you got to get on.
Mailing list and find out the next.
You
got to
get on this list,
and then we'll do some post game analysis. So we got another half hour for you on the mailing list,
gentlemen. Well done,
Corey. Yes, it's been good so far. So Corey, play us out of here with a little more Godfather of Soul.
Please.
Put this going on the forums and all kinds of fun shit. So we'll catch you next time or on the mailing list for more Death Pool.